Please turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
This
evening, which can be a short devotional and promise, I thought it fitting to discuss in a short and very clear manner about Deuteronomy 29, 29. Growing up, Deuteronomy chapter 29, the 29th verse, has been known to be used by many, especially on question and answer panel. It's kind of like their version of observing the Passover on certain questions. If they didn't know the answer, perhaps they might have been uncomfortable giving their answer, which shouldn't be just their answer, should be from God, according to scriptures. They would say, well, the secret things belong to God. And, you know, it'd be a chuckle, and then we'd move on to the next question. With the question and answer box, this verse has been bouncing around in my mind over and over and over
again, because I've got this feeling that there's going to be a question of, you know, I do not know the answer to this. And it's not that I just don't know the answer. It's just we don't know. That may be the answer. We just don't know. And the genuine answer is the secret things belong to God. Growing up, I didn't like that answer. I didn't like not knowing. If I had a question, I wanted it answered. And, you know, sometimes the answer is because God said so. As frustrating as that may be at first, it should be a comforting answer. Because God, being all-knowing, all-powerful, He is everywhere all at once, omnipresent, having what's best in mind for me, knowing what I need, Matthew chapter 6, just knowing that this is what God said, and He says, you don't need to be concerned about this, tells me that, you know, maybe I don't either have the authority, I might not even have the ability to know, to comprehend certain things, as Jesus would say, you're not even ready to hear some of these things, where God, in Deuteronomy 29, 29, says, there's some things that you just will not know. Period. Because number one, you're not God. And number two, you just can't handle that. Well, if you read this verse in your Bible, perhaps there are some cross-references that show up. In the first part of this verse, growing up, I only heard the first part. The secret things belong to God. For a long time, I thought that's what this verse said, period. And then it moved on to chapter 30 because nobody ever quoted the latter part. They were only concerned about the things they did not know, where there is actually a second part to this verse. But it says, the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. The first part of this verse, the secret things belong to God, perhaps you may have a cross-reference of Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. Maybe. I don't know what your Bible may have as a cross-reference there. I know in studying, sometimes this verse will be here. It is not for you to know the seasons that God has put in place under His authority. There are things that God knows and that only God will know, and that's that. However, God has allowed us to know certain things, and this is where a series of cross-references blow up in some study Bibles. They'll have passages like John chapter 5 and verse 39, where Jesus says, the scriptures testify of me, referring to the old law. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, where it says that the Bereans searched the scriptures daily, that they made sure that what was being said was true according to what the scriptures said. And you also might have a passage such as 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 in your cross-reference. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Did you notice a key word that was in every single one of those verses? Scripture. Scripture has been revealed to us. We don't have dreams and direct revelation from God, speeches from angels as that was in times past in the days of our fathers, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. What we have is the words of Jesus the Christ that has been revealed to us. I was talking with Haley on the ride back home this afternoon and trying to brainstorm about some further ideas of maybe passages that may go along with this idea of secret things belong to God. And I realized that this morning we discussed the mystery of the gospel, the mystery that had been hidden from the generations before Ephesians chapter 3, but now has been made known, revealed unto us through the holy apostles and the prophets in the Spirit, as Paul would say in this chapter of Ephesians chapter 3. And Paul says, you don't need to wonder what these things are, because these things that was God's eternal purpose was for us to know, which tells me there are things that God says you do not need to know, nor are you going to know, but there are some things that God says you need to know this in order to live. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, we noted the passage that could summarize the entire Bible. Galatians is a very, very similar passage that could also be one that summarizes the Bible. Galatians chapter 3, verses, verses 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Paul says to the church at Galatia, do not be concerned about these things anymore, talking about the law. He says, yes, we do need to understand it. Do not get me wrong. It is, in fact, our tutor, 23 through 29. Notice what it says. Look with me in verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith, which was later to be what? Revealed. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise. There are many questions we may have about Scripture. Many questions we may have about theology and about God's nature that we probably will never get the answers to. In fact, in our elders deacons meeting just a moment ago, it was stated that, you know, there may be some people who have questions that they have ready of, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God for these answers. I need to know these answers. Well, why? If you need to know these answers, God would have already given them to you according to Scripture. Do not be concerned about things that really, number one, you've got no control over. Number two, you have no authority knowing. And number three, things that actually have no bearing on your salvation. Are they interesting? Perhaps. Are they something that may pique our interest? Absolutely. But is it something that we need, that God says, you need to know these things? God says, look, there are some things that you will never know. And when somebody tells me, hey, you're never going to know this, I instinctively want to say, I'm only going to be focusing on this for the next however long until I figure it out. We have a tendency to do that as Christians. When we read Deuteronomy 29:29, and it says the secret things belong to God, we stop there and pump the brakes and completely ignore the latter part of that verse. Well, I want to know what God knows. What is he keeping from me? That's what Satan says, in fact, in Genesis chapter 3. God is withholding something good from you. He's trying to keep something from you. God is not trying to keep anything from us. In fact, he has revealed everything that we need to know that is within our power, that is within our right to know, Deuteronomy 29, 29, that is for us and for our sons forever. And the things that we can know, Jesus says, it will set you free. And that is the truth. So when we participate in these questions and answers, and maybe we're studying Scripture, or we come across a deep thought in our meditation of Scripture of, I wonder what this is, and you can't find the answer to it because it's not in Scripture, well, maybe you need to be more concerned about what the Bible says than perhaps what the secret things are that belong to God. And you know what? In the end, it doesn't really matter. Because when we see him as he is, everything that we had questions about, you know what we're probably going to do? We're probably going to say, it doesn't matter. I've got all of eternity with Christ. That's what matters. How can you have that, though? How can you have eternity with Christ forever? Well, you have to study and obey and live out and teach the things that have been revealed to us, which is the mystery of the gospel. That the Gentiles are now fellow heirs with the Jews. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave or free, neither male nor female, but all are one in Christ Jesus. We can know that, and that can set us free if we believe and obey. And if you have not believed or obeyed, but you believe now and you want to obey, then you can make those things right now as together we stand and as we sing.
Have thine affection been nailed to the cross? If thy heart is for Jesus.